You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Here's something for James. The Levi's that Heath Ledger wore in Brokeback Mountain are hitting the auction block today.
Nice. Mm.
The bidding starts at $15,000.
Ooh, a bit pricey.
But remember, James, both Heath and Jake Gyllenhaal were in those jeans, if you catch my drift. So you're getting a deal.
They got lots of man parts rubbed all over those blue jeans.
The jeans come with a pair of Heath's work gloves from the movie. And with a certificate of authenticity.
I can finally role play Brokeback Mountain in my backyard.
What are you doing this weekend, Chuck?
Like you haven't already.
Yeah, but you imagine you go to someone's house and on display they have some Brokeback Mountain jeans. Like what a weird display.
Be in a glass case with laser beams protecting it.
Yeah.
I'm like, check out my movie memorabilia. Like,
yeah, that's what I bought.
It was like I went to a party one time in the years ago and the weird neighbor had he said he had Janet Jackson's panties. And they were.
What? Well, Lisa's gone to some crazy places, guys.
Lisa, you had a neighbor who had Janet Jackson.
I went to a party with a neighbor that said, and I thought it was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
They were huge. And I'm those are not Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson has gone.
Miss Janet Jackson. I bet
I could have got big Janet Jackson.
What's even funnier is to believe that you have Janet Jackson.
Well, he worked at a concert venue.
Yeah.
You know, he did. I don't know what he did there. But he worked at some concert venue.
Dave picked the one.
Wow. Every video started with a damn story back
in the
day. So
his story was somewhat believable because he worked there.
Yeah.
But, I'm like, how did you get those? But he had them on. I think he had them framed. I took a picture years ago. It was hilarious to me.
That's John Goodman's sock.
That's one of John Goodman's socks.
No, I did. He dropped it in a dressing room that I was cleaning.
From the Big Lebowski.
I have Ray Romano's sandal.
I want to come in contact with celebrities on your pants.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I know.
Oh, I wish I had that picture.
Didn't expect him to be a tube sock man, did
I? I did. No, I did.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, that's believable.
Yeah.
So there was no backstory as to how he got them.
Oh,
there probably was. I don't remember.
You don't remember.
But it was something. I don't know.
I would love to know if he paid for them.
It's
incredible to just picture somebody telling that to Lisa.
Well, yeah, I was like, go get that. I mean, I thought it was really comical.
Right, sure.
And then when I saw them and how big they were.
Weirdo. Hold on.
What a weird man.
What's going on?
Yeah,
there's Janet Jackson's panties.
I don't know if he had them framed. He might have had them framed.
He had them framed. Yeah, I hope he had them framed.
I'm just going to go buy a pair of panties. I'm going to put them in a box and let's just come up with whose they are.
You'd be like, these are Oprah Winfrey's panties.
These are. I framed them.
Chuck got Oprah Winfrey's panties. Did you hear?
I did. Certificate of authenticity right there that
what
I
smell like?
Faked.
Yeah, at one time, Janet Jackson was 250 pounds.
Oh, maybe it wasn't that time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There was
a
time.
But when she was touring, was she...
She was tiny.
Remember,
she
you got to remember, tiny. I believe she used to get liposuction and stuff before she was going to hit tour.
But there's time when she wore some big panties.
Yeah, like Lise.
Well, that could have
been Janet Jackson's panties.
Yeah.
That would have been the size, right?
I think
look at this outfit.
I posted it on MySpace back in the day, so it's gone.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
a picture
of
the panties.
Oh, that sucks. He lost it forever.
It's probably still there somewhere.
But I think that person's still neighbors with that guy, but I don't know. Mm. I don't really want to talk to him now. Weird now.
It would be.
You have to be drunk. You know, you have to be drunk at a party and somebody says they have Janet Jackson's panties and you
go get them! Go get them! Yeah. Go get them!
Now I'm like, I don't know.
Did you just say to them, you have Janet Jackson's panties?
You're damn right I got Janet Jackson's panties.
You're kidding me.
You're damn right I do, but I was in the dressing room.
Go upstairs.
In the dressing room back in the 1987.
Are they framed or what do you got?
Yeah, I got them in a frame. Of course, let me show you.
Go get them and bring them down to me
because
I
want
to see them. Go get them now. You're wasting time.
All right,
precious time when you have Janet Jackson's panties.
Whoa! Yeah. Bigger than you thought.
They're very big.
Bigger than you thought.
Bigger than I thought. I thought she's a little tiny thing.
She got them fluctuating in her waist.
I think they were black lace.
Lacy big old lace on them.
Yeah.
You got a minute? I'm so glad that you shared it
James
with
me. James has a pair.
Let me see them, James.
Ankles are too small.
Yeah, they need to be
bigger.
Those
are very small.
They need to be bigger. Like double the size of that, I think.
Oh, yeah, those are so small.
Yeah.
No, these were huge.
I've got Scarlett Johansson's panties.
Now we're talking.
Hers would be probably bigger.
Yeah.
I don't even know. The thing is, I don't even know where James gets a pair of panties.
Somebody sent those to the show when we first started.
Oh, my. Don't touch them. Don't touch them. Don't touch them. Don't touch them.
James, you didn't do what?
Yeah. We can't just touch
randoms. They were new.
Lisa just dangled this to me, like, I don't know what it was. But she was just like, oh my god, here.
She passed him the hand sanitizer, like, quick.
It was as if he just got out of Chernobyl.
Like, moments matter.
I wouldn't let you put your face in him. I would have stopped you before you tried to sniff him.
Oh my god. Lying on the ground.
That one doesn't work. That one doesn't work.
Lise, I'm dying here. Lise, I'm dying here.
Lisa had a whole hazmat suit. She was like, hup, hup, hup.
No, I'm not really.
James just touching them.
Yeah.
Just panties.
Oh, that was just. Okay, listen, we're going to take a break so we can sanitize the studio after random listener panties.
Okay.
Random listener panties just touched down all throughout the studio.
Yeah, they did.
God knows what's
going on. Send us your panties.
Send us your panties.
Whoa.
Send us your famous panties.
I thought that they were just like new or something.
No, I don't know. Aren't those the ones that came with something on them?
No, I think you threw those away.
Yeah,
I threw those away.
Those ones are new.
You can tell.
I got these ones because they're from Victoria's Secret. So
yeah,
they're
very
fancy.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm sure they're still tainted.
We had complained, like, nobody sends us panties and stuff. And so a listener sent us panties. And I was like, wow, I'm going to keep these panties as a trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, send your panties to James and then he can open them. A Canadian man who fed Timbits, little donut holes from Tim Hortons, to a bear along an Alaska highway, has been fined $2,000. Here is one of the photos he got. Look how cute that bear is eating a Timbit.
I can't tell
the
bear
bites your face.
Yeah, he's like,
Timbit.
It looked pretty good.
This Canadian man posted photos of himself feeding Timbits and later hot dogs to bears on social media.
Bears, it was their day.
Yeah. Are you guys serious? I can see this. You guys got Timbits.
Keep it down, man. I don't need to let everybody know about this guy.
You're right. I got too excited. That's just frankly,
just for us. Hot dog in the summer.
I'm telling you, if bears weren't just ferocious killers,
they'd be the cutest.
They'd be best to have.
I know. I'd have 4 bears.
Yep.
Oh, I would too. I love bears.
Like, especially like big old Kodiak bear was just cool.
Oh, if they were cool.
So this is just going to drive the bears crazy, right?
Yeah. This Canadian guy pleaded guilty last week to violating the Wildlife Act while in a northern part of the province. They hope the fine and the order to stay away from bears reminds people feeding bears is a bad idea. It's not lawful. It should never happen in the first place.
They don't have video of this guy doing it?
That isn't a black bear either.
No, that looks like a baby grizzly bear.
I believe that's a baby grizzly.
You think it's just a brown bear? Like it's not a grizzly?
That's possibly just a brown. Oh, my.
There's the more pictures.
Look at that.
There's the more pictures.
What a dumbass bear.
It's a brown bear, but
he bought 1,000 Timbits to feed bears.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what a moron.
He should be fined more than
$2,000. You can buy 1,000 at a time? What am I doing buying the 40 count then?
I know.
You know what? Thank God I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I'll be like, I want the big 1,000 pack.
I want the bear package.
Yeah, the bear pack.
Because you know what? I need all of them. That'd be the sad thing.
I'm like, where's bears and deer goes? Their last Timbit. One 1,000 Timbits I just ate.
Sounds like a challenge to do on YouTube.
Look, those bears love those Timbits. Look at the big, big one on the bottom, right?
That's good.
That's Dad Bear.
What an idiot this guy is, though.
Super dumb. Luckily, they find him. They should have found him more, but.
Because now those bears are just like, people's hands are cool.
Well, and also they're just like, Timbit?
Timmy. Attack cars.
Yeah, hey, Timmy. Hey. You got any Timmy?
Man in car have bits.
Hey, you got Timmy? You got any hot dog? You got to get any Timmy's or hot dog?
Like to every human being that goes,
hey, quick, let's catch up. They finally got no Timmy.
Like, that's why you got to find people. Because there's a family running for their lives right now, but because they think a bear wants to kill them. But
he's like, get Timbits.
Hot dogs.
Obese bears now that are just,
oh, God, come on, man. Give me one of them Timbits. You got any hot dogs?
So, once you get a taste of those bits,
listen, the same thing happened to me when I got a taste of Timbits. That was it.
You chase families all the time.
I would. Listen,
Chuck made the same noises.
Timbits.
If I heard there was a box of Timbits out there, I'd run.
Yeah,
well, and I'd go run
the
after.
The weird thing
him.
Is, he does it on all fours too.
I gotta make myself big so I scare off the other
guys. Chuck's in jail again. He chased another family down. Timbits. He broke into their house.
Get any hot dogs?
He kept screaming about Timbits and hot dogs.
Like the one that's got his mouth real open is looks terrifying.
He's
but
like,
about
I
to
can't
eat that
wait
Timbit.
To be done with this Timbit to eat your
but
brain.
But then not as terrifying. He's got powdered sugar all over his little
yeah.
face.
But then, like, the little one there is, like...
The little one's adorable.
Like, can I have that little Timbit, please?
And then there's a big, giant one.
Yeah. Which is like, give me the rest of the Timbits.
Take all 1,000.
We'll give you a wacky scalp. I was going to eat your head.
How much would it cost to buy 1,000 Timbits?
I don't know.
Like, how much is your 40-pack? Do you remember, James?
$6?
Let's say, like, it's less than $10. Maybe $10 for a 40-pack?
Mm.
I mean... That's a lot, though, for 1,000.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they're going to give you a discount for the bulk quantity.
They wouldn't be ready for it, would they? They'd be like, oh, man, we're going to make 1,000 Timbits.
You'd have to hit up all the Tim Hortons.
Unless, I don't know if there's a certain time of day where they just get rid of the old stuff and sell it cheap.
Didn't that whole big container look like all the same
It all looks like the frosted, like my favorite kind.
It looks like
No, there's some different there you can see. Like, see there, in there, the darker ones.
This guy, like, documented his entire crime, too.
Yeah.
1,000 Timbits ready for bear feeding.
Yeah.
Well, that's what idiots do these days,
I feel like this guy's worth a follow.
Well, he's not going to be around long.
That's a wild idea.
Yeah, he's full of them, I bet. He's going to go out like Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
Those aren't your friends, man.
No.
No, they're not. They will eat you.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This person said, I had some plumbing work done, thought y'all would like to hear about my conversation with the plumber. Not sure how it came up, but we both found out we're both big fans of the show. After sharing some laughs about some recent stories, I said, what's the worst plumbing job you've ever been hired for? I thought that'd be something you guys would ask him. Without hesitation, he told me about snaking the drains at a funeral home. He says it is the worst thing he's ever had to do. It's worse than you could ever imagine.
Well, my friends are in those drains.
They are.
My friends are in those drains. Oop. That was some brains. My friends are in those drains.
Brains got plugged up again. Call the plumber. All right.
He was in a room with dead bodies.
Are in those drains.
They drain all the bodily fluids to a drain in the middle of the room. Plastic tubes run from all the bodies, feeding into the drain.
My friends, they just won't drain.
When he snaked the drain, a combination of blood, fleshy chunks, and who knows what else came out.
Fred. Thanks for emailing us, that, by the way. It's great.
Well, that's your problem not today. It's half a man.
It's an almond.
Look at it.
Oh, my Lord. To add to this horrible job, the owner of the funeral home was a cheap bastard. He complained it was too expensive, and the guy was charging him $150 or something like that. I forget the exact amount.
Oh.
After being called there a few times, the plumber said, listen, I'm never coming back. No money's worth this.
He was charging more because of what he had to snake out of their drains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to go to... put it like a good disposal.
This is funny to like stand up, pull your pants up a little bit, and be like, yeah, the whole thing's full of nightmares.
just as I suspected.
I snaked a leg out of there.
I looked down there, somebody was looking up back at me.
That ain't right.
Was your weird assistant with the hunch.
Oh, I snuck down here trying to clean it out myself.
Don't mind, my friend.
So those drains, they can't just drain into the sewage system, right? They've got to drain. There's special bodily fluid tanks they would be kept in.
I don't know.
No, no, they can't. They're not allowed to. Even at dentist's office, they don't drain the stuff. Do they?
I don't think it just drains. I almost guarantee it just drains.
They treat the water. They treat whatever.
People's gums bleed and stuff.
Yeah, there's dead things in our water all the time. A human is no big wolf.
I know, you guys, they can't just drain bodily fluids into the sewer system. I'm sure they can't. And at a funeral parlor especially, maybe dentist different. But funeral parlor bodily fluids can't just flow down.
I don't think they have separate sewers for them.
No.
No, tanks. They've got to have storage tanks.
Because all it is just blood, right? Yeah. It's no big deal. You get your blood goes down the drain.
What happens once yourself the tank shaving. Fills up then?
Yeah, they got to get it emptied.
I don't know, man.
I think it just goes down the old drain.
It goes down the old.
No.
Because they have to.
No.
Right out to the river.
What do morticians do with the blood they take out of dead bodies? Let's figure this out here.
And you can paint with it.
Into the sewer system.
No!
Yes, David.
No!
Oh, yes.
Some things you're just better off not knowing.
Come on!
In your drains. Mm-hmm. Down the sewer they go.
Oh, my Lord.
That's not biohazardous waste.
Well, that's what they just
treat it. The same thing you do.
But.
Oh, man.
They can't put oil or chemicals or whatever, but blood is fine.
So the chemicals they use for embalming can't go down the drain, but all the people can.
Yeah, but all the chemicals just stay in them. They just replace the blood with the chemicals, seal it up. And
so here's what's crazy. The blood can flow down the drain, but any items that are soiled with blood can't be thrown in the regular trash.
Yeah.
They're considered hazardous waste. How is that possible?
Well, that's why they get them nude, and then they drain them on that steel thing. So, like, there's no
cloth.
No cloth.
Mm-hmm. Because you do different things with garbage. You put it into the earth. And
yeah.
They do that because if the trash went to a landfill and the blood had hepatitis or HIV, they could be exposed to people or animals. Rain could wash it into untreated water systems.
I think you'll find most questions about funeral homes you don't want to answer.
You don't want to know the answer, do you, Dave?
But this plumber said there was fleshy chunks. Fleshy chunks are just going down the drain.
That was probably just coagulated blood.
Yeah, that's your problem right there.
Look at it. It's trying to make a scab. That.
I think that's a whole forehead. Look at that.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. Caitlin.
Stuck to me there for
Jesus
a minute.
Christ, it's sticky.
Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing great. Love the show.
Thank you so much. What's your comment on this?
Just wanted to say I'm a dental hygienist, and we pay a ton of money for really expensive filters at our dental office to filter out blood, pieces of teeth that get grinded off, all kinds of craziness that happens in a dental office. Mm. We are regulated like you wouldn't believe, and it's the same for funeral homes. So even though it is technically going down your drain, we have to filter it out pretty early in the drain process. And I know it's the same way for funeral homes. They are regulated up the wazoo, so they were probably doing some illegal practices because, like you said, the guy's a cheapskate.
Yeah, that's probably the truth right there. Right. Like if there are fleshy bits down,
who's got to clean the trap?
The plumber.
That ain't fun.
No.
The skin trap.
Oh my God.
The teeth trap. I don't know.
Found all kinds of treasures in it this time, man.
Oh, treasures. Yeah. Someone who works for a sewer company in Naples said, "Yeah, the yes to the blood just going right into the sewer system."
Yes.
Dave's fantasy land contained a world where people's bodily fluids didn't get flushed. into our sewers.
I just know that we're, you know, people are doing stuff. They're bleeding in the shower. They're bleeding on the toilet. They're bleeding. They're bleeding.
Jesus.
People are bleeding, guys.
That's bleeding. So dark. That's so incredibly dark.
Bleeding.
You're
right.
I'm right.
You should
be all black right now.
Am I right?
The bleeding in the toilets. The bleeding in the shower.
Am I right, guys?
You're right.
Holy hell, though. That was so...
I bled in all those places.
Oh, my God. You bled in the toilet.
You're damn right I have.
Who hasn't bled on the toilet?
My dear
Busted
God.
Right down. Not a care.
Bleeding on the toilet, bleeding in the shower,
bleeding everywhere.
It's my bleeding dance.
I love your bleeding dance.
Wow. It's all a lot of arms.
Do you do that dance when you're bleeding on the toilet?
Need some gloves.
You
sticks.
Don't because you're like, what is it ever going to stop? What just went pop?
What just went pop?
Oh, never going to stop.
Oh. Yeah, there is a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. Just think of people with giant open wounds taking a shower.
Mm-hmm. They're bleeding right into your water.
Come on, guys. You know what's going. You know what's happening.
I'll let you in on a little secret. You're gonna want to get one of them Brita filters or something. Get you right one of them pods. You know, you get that. You don't drink that right out the tap. I'll tell you that much. You don't want to know what's coming out of there.
I've seen what goes in there.
It's up pure.
And I guess since it's weird, I'm gonna leave you with one more. This woman. This is a woman. Which makes it even worse. She said, please, please keep me anonymous. This is very embarrassing. I guess I just decided to share it with you guys. I was at my friend's house the other day. I was sitting on her bed while she was taking a shower. Well, I know. Never trust a fart.
How did you know?
I just had a feeling.
You just could feel it.
That's I could amazing. Feel it.
That is. He's got diarrhea ESP. He's got DESP.
I got diarrhea perception.
DESP, Andy. That's pretty amazing.
I'm a diarrhea sucker. Diarrhea sucker.
Your dance is pretty amazing, too.
What are you sensing now? I see your butthole going through some stuff. Go diarrhea.
You got a crystal ball.
Yeah, it's a brown crystal ball.
Diarrhea ball.
Andy, what do you see in your diarrhea ball?
That's really weird.
I see.
That's really weird.
Diarrhea.
We see diarrhea.
Yes, that's his thing.
But diarrhea is like it, of course.
Yeah. That's his thing.
You'll have 8 days of diarrhea.
Andy the Great.
Yes.
I've come here a long way.
Welcome
to ask you a couple questions.
Come in to my psychic room.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
What's under that blanket?
Oh, under there? Just more
no, on the table. The one on the table.
This is my crystal ball of diarrhea future.
Andy the Great, I'm here to ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
Really, just one.
One, or is it about...
Do you see any... in my future?
I see you eating a burrito.
Yes.
You're really loving it.
Oh, my God, you're nailing it. You're nailing it. This is... I eat burritos.
A snack.
I eat snacks all the time. You're good. You are 100% legitimate.
The ball is telling me.
What is it telling you?
And you will have, starting Sunday, painful Bernie diarrhea.
Oh! It's good to know. I'm glad I came here for 3 days.
Oh, my.
Then it'll get better.
Yes.
It's telling me something.
Then it's going to go right back to worse than you can imagine.
I knew it.
Then by Friday, it'll get solid again.
Oh, thank God. Well... I had to come to you. You're the best.
$875.
I'll gladly pay it.
Thank you.
There you go.
People are calling him Andy Brown. The diarrhea psychic.
Ridiculous.
It is. But
you know.
I can't imagine. You know.
Like Johnny Carson.
It's brown. It looks like the swirly poop.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, the poop emoji.
Yeah. It's a poop emoji instead of the Kodak hat.
There's a gold thing on top of it.
Police need me. They need a diarrhea psychic.
I can't imagine, too, like, another person comes in and, like, they just want to hear that they're going to get diarrhea. Give me it straight. I'm getting the diarrhea. Like, I don't see any.
I see no diarrhea in your
future. Come on, man. Be honest.
I see gas.
No.
I see lots of gas.
No, tell me. I've got diarrhea.
Yeah, but you don't have diarrhea.
Oh my God!
Excuse me.
Sorry. Way to ruin a diarrhea sketch.
You killed it.
That was the most authentic diarrhea sound I've ever heard in my life.
That was actual recorded diarrhea. The full show 100% diarrhea. 100% diarrhea.
That's just the sound coming from the bathrooms in my office.
Yeah, I thought it would be more comic like.
Yeah, it wasn't disturbing.
It wasn't at all. It was graphic.
Very graphic.
An actual beehole.
That was as though a sound man on a movie set took a mic on a boom.
I'm real close.
You listen to me good. You capture that diarrhea.
That sound effect had a stench to it.
It did.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. I've never seen everyone in the room so disturbed by a sound effect.
Stopped us all.
I took my headphones off.
Yeah, he's like, he just spent a half an hour talking about diarrhea, but he was like, God damn it! What is that?
Goddamn diarrhea psychic sketch around here. Well, somebody just taking it a bit too far. Making it gross.
That's it.
I'm done. I did it like a gentleman. I sang diarrhea with a sweet, sweet angelic tone. But instead I had diarrhea sound effects piped right into my brain via headphone.
Sorry about that.
Got something to add?
I've got something to tell you.
Text 46969. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Okay.
Got weird in here.
Got weird in here?
No.
Yeah.
That was fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Well, let's get to the news. I know James has been waiting
for.
Oh,
God.
He's freaking out.
There's news from the border, James, and it's not good.
Oh, man.
Make our Taco Bell news sounder.
Also the sound of my heart breaking.
Oh, it's told three times.
Well, long before the Popeye's chicken sandwich took off, the Doritos Locos Tacos were the hot thing in fast food. The sexy young game in town.
Yeah.
Well, times have changed, my friend. Taco Bell just announced that they're cutting 9 menu items.
I'm so scared right now.
I hope the Mexi Melt is not on there.
Oh God, please don't have any skin in this game.
If you say Chalupa, I'm gonna freak right out.
The 9 menu items that they're cutting are as follows. First, I'll tell you the Doritos Locos Taco survived, but it's 2 spinoffs. Dead.
Okay, that makes sense.
But the regular Doritos Locos Tacos is okay?
Yes. Andy, it's going to be okay.
But the Cool Ranch?
That's
cool
fine.
Ranch, gone.
Fiery, gone.
Fine. Good.
Disappointing, but I'm not devastated yet.
I love that Doritos Locos Taco. I eat probably about 7 of them a week.
Taco Bell is also cutting the following.
God.
The Double Decker Taco.
Oh, man, it's a classic. That's what led to the invention of the Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Wow. It led to the
Beefy Mini Quesadilla.
Oh, that wasn't that great anyways.
Yeah, okay.
The
okay.
Chipotle Chicken Loaded Griller.
Don't even know what that is.
I don't think I had that before.
The double tostada.
Mm. Yeah, the tostada's not that great.
The Power Menu Burrito.
Never even looked at it.
And the Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Shut up! No! Are you serious right now?
Yeah, he's serious.
Come
he's
on! Not serious. You gotta no. be joking.
He's gotta be joking.
No. Let me see it. Let me see it.
There's the proof.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Are they insane? Have they lost their damn mind? I might swear right now.
Don't cry. Don't Are you going to cry?
Oh, my God.
First, you banned me from your stupid-ass hotel. You're trying to make good by sending me a stupid T-shirt and a former head I already have. And now you get rid of the cheesy hoodie and crunch. What is happening? It's the apocalypse. This is a cruel joke.
Hold on. Did I say cheesy gordita
yeah, no,
crunch?
It's not.
No, I meant the XXL grilled stuffed burrito.
Oh, my God. You are a sick man. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought it was real.
I thought it was real.
I wasn't in on the joke, James. I wasn't in on the joke.
I thought it was real,
too. I thought it was real. I couldn't believe it.
James let out the same whale.
James just quit.
As Darth Vader.
James just quit.
Yes. When Darth Vader found out that his arms and legs had been replaced by robots and that his bride had died.
Yeah.
In childbirth.
Yep.
He let out the same whale as James.
Oh, man.
I hate you!
Why you lie?
Why you lie?
Oh, man. Well, this is all part of them paring down and streamlining their menu, which I guess has gotten pretty bloated after years and years of new additions.
I did, too.
I was like, Dave, this is a dangerous game you're playing.
What are you doing?
Because I was like trying to look at it, and Dave's like, yeah, right here.
Yeah, you couldn't really see it.
Take a look. I'm like, no, Dave, come on. Don't do this to the man.
My eyes saw Cheesy Gordita Crunch because of what Dave was doing.
Yeah.
I was like, Cheesy Gordita Crunch? God damn, it's on there.
I was so close to tweet the vice president of the some very obscene things.
Vice president.
Oh my God.
We're about ready to say some really nasty things.
Yeah, you know,
kind of.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you got some of it out.
You just dropped right through my bunghole. You got ripped right back into my chest.
Oh.
You'd had to burn that shirt they gave you.
Please, I was ready to just shred them. Feed them into my paper shredder at home that does like 12 credit cards at once. I'm going to shred the shirts and burn them.
Oh my God.
And I was going to document the whole thing and put it on YouTube and tag the vice president of the marketing.
Luckily, you're fine.
Oh,
okay, if there are others listening that miss one of these other items, other nine items that are being canceled from the menu, you can get them before September 12th. That's when they'll disappear. So you have a couple of weeks left.
I can't imagine loving something so much, like the way that James loves a cheesy gordita crunch. And like maybe there's someone out there that loves like the double decker taco or something the same way, and it's gone. Like, nope, that's it.
I was literally about to cry, too.
I didn't realize you might cry. That got me.
Like,
it's like, oh my God.
I'm so glad this is a joke.
I was like worried about James.
Yeah.
That was me too.
It was right on the edge.
He sold it when he showed it to Chuck. He's like, cheesy gordita crunch. I was like, oh my God, this is real. This is really happening. Oh, like, why?
Oh
like,
my God.
James.
It's okay.
Oh, my
Your
goodness.
Cheesy gordita crunch is still there, Bob.
Other people are as pissed about the other stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
The Mexi Melt lives on.
Yeah.
That thing's on that menu forever.
Nothing's going to take that thing down.
I mean, it's a simple thing.
It's been discontinued in Toledo.
I will say.
The Mexi Melt.
What?
The Mexi Melt has been discontinued in Toledo.
She'll never go to Toledo again.
Fine.
Yeah.
Probably
was dangerous to have it there. I've been to Toledo.
I feel like the Mexi Melt's not on a lot of menus.
I haven't been to Taco Bell in a really long time.
I think that James and James knowing the history of every item as well, which was hilarious to me, where he was like, well, that's the precursor to the cheesy gordita crunch.
Because it is. It's a soft taco that they put beans on. Then they put the Supreme Taco in there.
But I think what they've done is they realized they perfected it in the cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah,
they were like, we can get rid of the, you know, old school.
Yeah.
We've got the best. So.
People are saying the Mexi Melt does not continue.
Well, I see it on there.
You see it?
Oh, maybe not.
Oh.
Let's take a look now.
Oh my God.
Where do you find
Lisa's
it?
Lisa's about to find out her favorite meals.
I don't go, so it doesn't really. But if I were to go, I did like that in the day. Not tacos. I like burritos. I like all of that. Yeah. But
Mexi Melt was a good after the bar.
That's it.
Classic.
And that's honestly,
Lisa's
that was.
Like, I gotta be honest with you right now. I had a lot of stuff tonight, and I need some Mexi Melt. Is it the cheesiest? Yep. It's the cheesiest.
It's Amber's favorite thing there too. Yeah. I think they've replaced it with Mexican pizza.
What? They always had Mexican pizza.
Well, that's when I type in Mexi-Melt, that's the only thing that comes up now. On their official website, on their menu.
On the top, on the Taco Bell website, it says this product is not sellable, but they have the Mexi-Melt.
Like some places might have it available.
Like, I wonder too if you're like, hey, psst, why don't you make me a Mexi-Melt?
Still, so some places will still make it because they actually sell them, but it's not officially licensed. You know, it's not approved by the head Taco Bell.
It's not on the menu, but they say they'll make it for you if you ask nice.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Yeah. You can't tell anybody about this.
Psst, I need a Mexi Melt.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. I need you to pretty please make me Mexi Melts.
Two of them.
We'll do it, but... You can't tell anybody.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.